Well, the federal government is now talking up tax rises. This is since the major omnibus savings bill is dead in the water, or died in the water yesterday, as you heard on this program. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins us from our Parliament House studios. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So this omnibus savings bill has no hope of passing. We established that yesterday.
Sure.
The government now seems to be resorting to threats of tax rises and or other spending cuts to make up the shortfall. I guess it's less of a threat and more of a reality, I suppose. Is that going to persuade Labor or the crossbenchers to change their mind, do you think?
Look, I doubt it, Fran. I think it's a fairly obvious, pretty heavy-handed tactic by the government. I don't think it will convince Labor, the Greens or the various crossbenchers to support the savings bill. What's going to happen from here is that omnibus savings bill, which now has no hope of passing, it will be unbundled. So the government will try and negotiate each individual measure on an individual basis. Now, some will pass, but many of the welfare cuts have been hanging around since the 2014 budget, and they've got no hope of getting through. I just don't see the Senate being persuaded otherwise. So the next tactic is to threaten higher taxes to make up for the lost savings. Here's the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann.
But if the Parliament is not going to pass savings, if the Parliament is not going to pass spending reductions, if the Labor Party continues to stand in the way of fixing the budget mess they left behind, there comes a day when the only way you can repair the budget is through tax increases. That is not what we would like to do. That is not our instinct. That is not our preference. But the way the Labor Party is carrying on, it might be that that is the only thing that we are able to do at the end of the day.
That was Matthias Cormann on Late Line, Fran. Higher taxes or going further into debt, that's the government's other warning. This setback with the omnibus savings bill being blocked, or everyone's saying that it will be blocked, it comes as the Treasurer is putting together the May budget. The government could be looking at writing off more than about $13 billion in spending cuts, which could spark some interest from the credit ratings agencies, Fran.
Yeah. Speaking of the Treasurer, Michelle Grattan writes in the conversation this morning that it was the Treasurer Scott Morrison's idea to hypothecate that $3 billion in savings to the NDIS. And that was a move which we heard yesterday didn't go down well with many in the Senate, and certainly not with disability groups.
No, it looks like someone is very keen to point out that it wasn't Christian Porter's idea to use the NDIS as a bargaining chip in the negotiations with the crossbenchers. And it was that decision to hypothecate the $3 billion that infuriated so many people and finally forced Nick Xenophon's hand to effectively block the bill. So as a tactic, it backfired. Michelle writing this morning that while Christian Porter wore much of the criticism, the idea came from Scott Morrison. Right. He was the one who insisted on the strategy, also that the Prime Minister's office had its reservations. Up until then, it thought it was doing a pretty good job selling the childcare changes in the budget, which was the big sweetener. There was no need for the sledgehammer approach, but the Treasurer disagreed and pushed on. And of course, it all ended in tears, Fran.
And Barnaby Joyce hates the Liberal preferencing One Nation. We know that, Liberal Party preferencing One Nation in Western Australia, but he is open to doing it himself.
Yes, he's got no philosophical objections to preferencing One Nation. He says he's done it before in his seat. He is, however, still mightily peeved at the WA deal where the Libs put One Nation ahead of the Nationals. Now, the Nats have retaliated, placing the Greens ahead of the Libs in some seats in WA. Here's Barnaby Joyce.
Well, look, it's all retaliation. It's the Libs put One Nation above the Nats, and the Nats have come back and put the Greens above the Libs, and this is what happens. Like it's like a, you know, this is what happens when you start picking on your business partner or your girlfriend or whatever. You know, that one person scratches, the other one scratches back, and I don't think either of them are outcomes we want.
So Barnaby Joyce on Sky, he's happy to preference. He just doesn't want the Libs and Nats scratching each other's eyes out in the process, which is what we're seeing in WA.
It sure is. Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our political editor, Alison Carabine. And after 7:30, our political commentator on Wednesday mornings, Nikki Savva, will be joining us. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 6:15.